Sneferu was going to have two stelae, two stelas, on top of his temple that everyone could see. Now, I'll tell you what I think was going to be on it. They were never carved. They are standing there, uninscribed, unfinished. And this is one reason why people think maybe the pyramid collapsed. It was never used. I'm sure of that. On top of the temple are the two stelae. I think he would have had his names. By this time, the pharaoh had several names. He would have carved his names there so everybody would know whose pyramid and whose temple it was. But it's not there. It's not there. It's unfinished. So we know that this pyramid was unfinished. And not only that, we know that no one was ever buried in it. You can actually go into the burial chamber at Meidum. It's quite an experience because you go all the way down, down, down. The entrance is through the, oh, maybe 100 feet up the pyramid. It's a descending passageway going down, down, down through the pyramid. You're going through a tunnel. It's Indiana Jones type stuff. You're going through the pyramid. And then you reach the burial chamber. Now, this is another of Sneferu's innovation. He is not going to be buried beneath the pyramid. He's buried in it. It's above ground. It is the first above ground burial in Egypt, right? Now, this creates a problem. And I want you to think about the engineering marvel of the Meidum pyramid. If you are going to have your burial within the pyramid, think of all the weight bearing down on the ceiling, on the roof of your burial chamber. Hundreds of thousands of tons of rock is piled up above you, bearing down on the ceiling. There is nothing in Egypt that could support that weight. How do you solve the problem of having an enclosed space inside a pyramid? Sneferu solved it. The answer is what we call corbelling. What you do is you take your first level of blocks, and the pyramid is built out of blocks. It's not carved out of one big block. You take your first level of block, and you lay that. And the next block moves inward a little bit. It sort of overhangs a bit. And you keep overhanging and overhanging and overhanging so that when you get to the ceiling, you've only got a few inches that the ceiling actually spans. And all the weight of the pyramid is, in a sense, distributed around that little inch or two. So what you're really doing is you're distributing the weight of the pyramid not on the ceiling, but through the body of the pyramid. It's almost like a primeval arch. It's almost like building an arch by corbelling, 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 getting it in and in. You're almost creating an arch or a triangular kind of structure. So he figures out, I can have a burial chamber inside the pyramid. But the burial chamber was never used. There is no signs of a coffin, no stone sarcophagus, nothing. The pyramid was abandoned before it was ever completed. Why? Well, as I mentioned, someone had the theory, Kurt Mendelssohn is his name, a physicist, that the pyramid collapsed while it was being built. Later excavation showed that Mendelssohn was wrong. Mendelssohn was wrong. The pyramid didn't collapse, but there were structural problems with the pyramid, and I'll tell you what I think they were and why it was abandoned. I think that when Sneferu started to put the casing stones on the pyramid, in other words, filling in the steps, the casing stones weren't securely tied in and they started to slip. There was no big disaster, as Mendelssohn thinks, but it was clearly unstable, and the pyramid was abandoned. Now, how do we know it's Sneferu's? It's uninscribed. The answer is graffiti. Old graffiti. Graffiti of 1,000 years after Sneferu, but still from 3,000 years ago. A priest of the 18th dynasty, well after Sneferu, was there. He visited the Pyramid of Meidum. He went into the temple, that little unfinished temple, and he thought it was beautiful. And he wrote on the wall, I was here, I saw the sun shining in the temple of Sneferu and thought it was beautiful. So at least in the 18th dynasty, people remembered this was Sneferu's pyramid. So only because of the graffiti do we know that Sneferu built the Meidum pyramid. Now, let me say this. He didn't just build the Meidum pyramid. It's a complex. He built a temple next to it. And he also built a valley temple a temple going down from the pyramid. There's a little valley temple, and it's connected by a causeway, a covered little enclosure. Now, the valley temple was probably where his body was going to be mummified, where it would be preserved in the valley temple. Then, in a sacred procession, the priests would carry it through this covered passageway, the causeway, and place it in the pyramid. But this pyramid wasn't used. It was abandoned. What was Sneferu going to do? He needed a place to be buried, and that is the only purpose of the pyramid, as a burial for the pharaoh.